Om Sri Sai Ram. The cult of worshipping Mother Goddess is widely prevalent in the sacred land of Bharata. The formless divine Mother assumes various names and forms at different places across, bestowing upon her children eternal blessings, supreme joy, and divine protection. The magnificent form in which she manifests herself in Sambalpur, Odisha, is Shyamaleswari, colloquially called Shyamalai or Shyamaleswari. She is the presiding deity of Sambalpur and is greatly adored all over western Odisha. Seated on the banks of river Mahanadi and colored herself in the serenity of saffron, she resembles the sublime form of Saima. Mother Shyamalai is envisioned not as someone distant or majestic, rather as the ever-benevolent mother of the family, with whom one can share all the joys and sorrows. Oh, dearest Mother Sai, your children from Sri Satya Sai Vidya Mandir, Bhavani Patna, Odisha, are seeking your blessings to offer at thy lotus feet a Sambalpuri dance named Ma Shyamaleswari. The song on which the dance is based depicts the way Mother comes out of the temple with rhythmic steps to the beat of drums and other musical sounds, receiving offerings from devotees and visiting houses, thus making such occasions celebrations of love, faith and joy. Jai Sai Ram.
Sarpa papa hore devi go, samolei namastute. Om Shri Sai Ram. In 1866, when Odisha was reeling under the spell of the great famine, in the district of Jajpur lived a person, Bandhu Mohanty, who in due time was recognized as one of the greatest devotees of Lord Jagannath. Haunted by the specter of hunger and abject poverty, he and his family ran from pillar to post seeking help. Turned down from every door, his wife finally questioned whether he had any other friend. To this, Bandhu Mohanty answered, "I have only one true friend, the friend of the entire universe, Lord Jagannath." Today's play is drawn from one of the tales of Daryata Bhakti, which depicts the long and arduous journey of an anguished devotee and his family from Jajpur to Shri Khetra Puri, who overcome the trials and tribulations coming their way with love, devotion and determination, ultimately attaining the divine grace and eternal friendship of Bhakta Sakha Bhagavan. Presenting this epic story of friendship of Mahaprabhu Jagannath and his very dear Bandhu Mohanty are the Sai youths of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Odisha. Jai Sai Ram.
Bandhu hai, bandhu hai, pranamitam jagabandhu hai, pranamitam jagabandhu hai.
Bandhu, oh my dear friend, the friend of the poor and hopeless, the only friend who never forsakes in moments of distress.
Is it, my dear? You have such an intimate friend whom we are so eager to meet. Tell me, please tell me more about him. What does he do?
Khetra bare bandhu mora raja, raja pone palai paraja. Bandhu pore bandhu mora thai, peto bhoke heu kia bai. Bandhu he, bandhu he, paranamitam jagabandhu he.
The Lord of the entire cosmos, the one who brings up the subjects with unfathomable love. When I do have such a beloved friend, why do you complain of hunger, my dear?
But Mother Earth every day helplessly witnesses millions of her children crying for a morsel of food. It is the same hunger that is driving us to your great friend's house with empty hands.
Oh dear, are you crazy? What gift will you give to the world when everything smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest belongs to him?
Really? Is your friend so rich that he can take care of our entire family?
Bahuchi se jagatar bhara, jagatare ka baliyara, chaura asi koti jiva pani, niti niti ghena huye ani, to bhakare achi kete da, michata rehe uhau hau. Bandhu he, bandhu he, bandhu he.
He who bears the burden of the entire universe, the mighty supreme, the eternal power, the one who nourishes 84 million species of life, time and again fulfills the desire of all. How much one does your hunger have? Complaining a bit baselessly?
Father, I can't walk anymore. My legs are aching. How far is your friend's house?
Hey, dekho disuchi tarapura jhalamala krupa parabara. Dekhu dekhu mote kulei se neba kundhai ke teje adara kariba. Bandhu hai.
Look at the temple, shining like an awesome of divine grace and assuring all that he is the friend of all those who have no one to call their own. Look here. Look at his Patita Pavana flag, the dazzling sea of compassion. The moment he catches our glimpse, would embraces and showers on us his bountiful affection.
Father, when we see your friend, how are we going to recognize him?
Very simple. He is the charming prince with his captivating look.
Kala dhala kamala lochana Sri Angare pata sutamana. Kala dhala kamala lochana Sri Angare pata sutamana. Dhale dhale हसुथाए चली, हसुथाए खाली खिली खिली. बंधु है.
The luminous lotus eye, the royal attire embedded with golden threads and gems, dancing page, bewitching smile, oh Bandhu.
You talk in such glowing terms about him. He is so wealthy and mighty. We are so small. Will he even care to recognize us?
Arey Pagli, he has a heart bigger than the ocean and softer than the butter, which melts at our slightest suffering. He is the Karuna Payonidhi.
चिन्ही बाकुए का से जाने हृदय व्याथा सब जाने मुछ तेरे नते कोहा कहीं पाई ढाड़ू खाली लुहा. Bandhu hai.
Okay, dear, have some patience.
Father, I'm very hungry. What is your friend going to feed us?
Arisa, kakera cake, special geese and rice, dal vada, mahura, besara, masala cake, and many deliciously fresh dishes. Why you worry, my dear? The entire range of delicacies served in the Ananda Bazaar, my Bandhu will feed us with.
Really? Yes. If it is so, then we will definitely fill our stomachs to the brim.
Okay. You will have your food, all right? But tell me, what are you going to do when you meet my friend?
What shall we do, Baba? Please tell us.
Pray him. earnestly with folded hand, call him Manima, Manima, the divine master. Fall at his divine lotus feet, roll on the floor in sheer ecstasy. Let him hold us, for he is the shelter of our life. Humbly beg everything at his lotus feet.
Sure, Baba, we shall definitely do that.
Swami, look, perhaps here comes your friend's house. What a massive lion's gate, royal king's court, such a magnificent big temple. Staring at the crest, the headdress would fall. Wow, so many people working ceaselessly.
Yes, yes, my dear, you are right. Who else than my Bandhu can have such grandeur? All along, it is his thought only that has relieved us from all our pains and made this journey of 5 days pass off like just 5 minutes. Did you see? Did you see my friend's door? Hey, be quick. Now it's already late. Let us go.
Yes, yes. Hurry up, children. Let's move.
Stop there. I do see this. Huh? Where are you from? Stop there. I say stop there. One resounding slap and you will be seeing the 14 words. Gir. Stop there.
Magana, look at this dirty group.
Hey you, why are you pushing yourself in? Uninvited.
No, Hussein. It is getting late. We wanted to see the master, my friend.
A friend, eh? A magana? A friend. Who is your friend? Who is your friend here? And the master? Who on the earth is this friend and master of yours?
The temple is washed and sanctified. The deity's rituals are already over. Don't you dare to enter the premise of the temple. All the rest will be done in the morning now. Get lost, you dirty brats.
Huh? What you say, Hussain? The deity has retired for the night? How unfortunate are we? I am not destined to have his darshan anymore.
Why are you so worried? We have reached the great pilgrimage center. It is a matter of one night only. When the night ends...
It never ends. Night never ends. All through our lives, we had never-ending nights. One more night will not make any difference. We can stay, but the children...
Listen, dear, don't worry about the children. We'll manage. Just remember one thing. When you meet your friend tomorrow, do not tell him that we have spent the night outside his home. He'll be hurt. He's so close to you. No friend can bear to see the family of a dear one staying outside.
Okay. All his will. What can we do? Come. Let us find a place to sleep at least. Even if we do not get to eat. Listen. After the children go to sleep, please wet my towel and put it over their stomachs. It will provide them some relief.
But then how will you cover your upper body?
Let it be.
Then, will you meet your friend bare-bodied? Won't you feel ashamed?
Tell me, which aspect of mine has he not seen that I will present myself in costume?
Father, I cannot sleep.
I understand, my dear. How can one sleep being so hungry?
No, Baba, there is no hunger. There will be plenty of food tomorrow. Just thinking about it. No, Father. Sister is lying.
Oho, why are you going on chattering till late night? Go to sleep.
Baba, I'm feeling very hungry. Please, give me something to eat. Ma, my stomach hurts. Please give me some food.
What can I give you this late at night, my baby? Everyone's stomach is burning. We are so ill-fated that even this little child has to...
Don't curse your fate so much. Let me see what God has in store for us. Just wait. Oh God, what shall I do now?
Why are you walking around like a madman? What can you find at this hour of the night?
Hey, children. Come here. Do you see?
What, Father?
Come, my darlings. Have this. This is tastier than cream and butter. It's warm to the throat and palatable to the mouth. Very comforting to stomach and gives energy to body.
What is it, Father?
Come here. Take this broken pot and have your fill from the tank.
Father, this is rice gruel.
No, my dear. Don't say that. It is nectar for the hungry stomach.
Why don't you have some? The night will be peaceful. You are for our friendship. This is how you reward your friend for his steadfast devotion. All the way I sang your glory to them, praising you as Dina Bandhu, my best friend. And now, just look at them, sleeping at your doorstep. With empty stomach, sunken face, exhausted, humiliated. Your children have drunk rice bread from the drain right in front of you. Oh God, what a pitiable sight. Enough, Kalia Sante. Have mercy on me. I am not able to face the severity of your taste. Don't let me down. Don't let our friends down.
Are you listening? God, you're listening.
Mere bandhu sakhare, tu hi palanhare, aaya hu tere dwaare, rakh le laajiyo mere, beech bhavar mein ulji hai.
एका तो भकत जीवन, एका तो भकत जीवन, भकत निमन्ते तोर शंख चक्रे चिन्ह, शंख चक्रे चिन्ह, एका तो भकत जीवन, एका
Your devotees are your life.
Your devotees? My devotees.
For the sake of your devotees, you adorn Shankha and Chakra? You adorn? For the sake of my devotees, I adorn Shankha and Chakra.
Bandhu,
oh my friend from Jajpur, have you gone to sleep with an empty stomach? Well, your stomach may be empty, but heart is full. Everyone is obsessed with filling the belly only. No one cares to fill the heart. Oh dear friend, my Bandhu, get up. Get up and see that night is not over yet.
What? Who is calling? Who is calling me? Bandhu? Is it night or day? Perhaps my mind is confused under the pressure of hunger.
Keeping me in mind, tell me, who is not mad? The one whose mind is fixed on me loses his sense of day and night. Then how can I allow you to sleep? When I am awake, the world too wakes up. Come on, Bandhu, wake up. What are you waiting for?
Who is calling me at this hour? With how much of love he's addressing me as friend. Ah, my pancha pranas, my very life are aroused. My consciousness is blossoming forth. Hello? Who is it calling me? Who is playing hide and seek with me at the dead of night? Where are you?
It is your friend, Bandhu. My beloved friend from Jajpur.
Yes, yes, Bandhu. I am the friend from Jajpur. I am here in this dark corner, resting with my family.
What has gone wrong with you, Swami? If you behave like this as a madman, what are we going to do? Why are you babbling like this in the middle of the night? When the night gets over, you will be meeting your friend in any case.
Huh? What you say? I am mad. Say what you like. But listen, Someone is calling me. Calling me Bandhu.
Stop this nonsense. That may be a dream. Which friend would come at this hour to call you?
You don't know him. He's eternally away and ever watchful. For him, day and night are same.
Of course. You are right, my friend.
Did you hear that? Yes, yes, my friend. I'm here, over here in the star zone.
I can see everything. Just wait, I'm coming.
Who are you? And what do you want at this midnight hour?
What is night and what is day? I reach whenever and wherever I am required.
But I have never seen you before. And you are calling me...
Bandhu! It's baffling you, right? Anyone who sets their feet in this great kshetra is my friend. Whoever sets his mind to it is also my friend. Quality of mind is greater than shape of the body.
But I call? I call you?
Yes. It is a different thing that it was not consciously done. Now take this prasad. Does anyone stay hungry in the kshetra? You put wet towel on your children's hungry bellies and make them go to sleep? I was late, of course. I'm really sorry for that. What can I do? I could come only after the Bada Shimhara and the rituals for Pahada. They won't spare me before that.
Prasad?
Yes, my dear friend. Prasad. See, you have come to this pilgrimage center. Did you partake of the offering? You did not, and made your children also go to sleep hungry.
How? How did you know about?
My friend, does anything happen anywhere without my knowledge?
What?
Well, if I don't take care about the food for the visitors to this pilgrimage center, tell me, who will?
Since you have landed a good job, must be a royal decree.
No. This order is not from the king, but from the devotees. Now enough of this useless chatting. Call the children and have your fill. The prasadam won't go bad, but the night is getting deeper.
Yes, yes. Hey, children, come on. Get up. See, what have we got here? Ghee rice, pulse curry, and so many goodies. Eat to your heart's content.
Swami, you don't sleep because of hunger. And with all this howling of yours, you don't allow us to sleep also.
Listen, the nightmare is over. See for yourself. The prasad before you. Feel it. It's still hot.
Oh my God, it's true. At this late hour?
Santani, do get up. Of course, I was a bit late.
Santani? You called me Santani?
I am the servant of the devotees here at this pilgrimage center. From that standpoint, you are my employer.
Gosei, please don't talk like that. When the terrible hunger had almost taken our lives, you gave us food and you gave us new life.
Okay, leave all that. I have a lot of work left, but can go only when you sit down to eat.
But how do I serve?
Sorry, mother. I forgot to bring leaves for eating. You please eat off the same plate. There is nothing like leftover in this Mahaprasad. And when he touches it, the plate becomes studded with jewels.
Come on, children. Get up. Hey, you
little one, get up and see what we have got here. Looks so delicious.
Children, how is the prasad?
It's very tasty, very yummy. Baba, your friend is indeed a very good man.
Bandhu, my beloved Bandhu, why don't you have a little too?
All my hunger has vanished. The smile on your face filled my heart with a peace I never knew existed.
Yes, everyone says so, but very few feel it. But forget it. Unless you take in a few morsels, my name as Deenabandhu will become invalid.
Deenabandhu?
Look, I have so many names. If all the names are uttered, the night will get over. You will keep looking on while I mention one after another. Now please, please, open your mouth and let me put this rice ball into it.
Kusai, you are feeding me?
That's what my job is. This is how I justify myself.
What? You are crying?
These are not tears, my friend. When the heart melts, water does come out of the eyes.
Heart? Water? Eyes? What are you talking about?
Nothing. Now you people enjoy your food and let me go and wash my face.
Bandhu! Bandhu!
Oh ho! Don't get up halfway through your food. I shall be back in a moment to take back the plate. Now enjoy your food.
Search! If we don't get it, our heads will roll.
Oh Lord Jagannath, my family of seven will be ruined.
Oh God, the king has a one-track mind like this. Once something goes into his head, there is no second thought. Someone stole it, took it somewhere, but we have to toil to get it back. Failing that, our heads will be cut off. Hey Jagannath, please help us.
Search! Search sincerely, or else you know what will happen.
What knowing are you talking about? When the Lord of the universe could not know where his blade has gone.
Brother, you said something that I was about to utter.
Stop babbling. And whoa, what is that thing shining near that cruel drain?
Yes. Yes, you are right. I can see it also.
Then what are you waiting for? Come on. Let's move.
I got the plate and the thief too. See, even after stealing the Lord's plate, he is sleeping so peacefully.
Why are you hesitating? Thrash him and don't stop.
Kill him!
Oh, stop! Why are you beating me? Oh my God! Stop! Why are you beating me? Why are you beating me like this? Oh God, stop!
You stole the God's play and you're sleeping here peacefully and you ask why are we beating you?
Give it,
turn
on the nose, get it.
Oh God, oh stop, stop, no, I'll die. Oh God, oh stop, no. Why are you beating me? You tell what I have done. What is my crime? Oh no.
Oh no, I'm dying.
Oh no,
stop it.
You are not dead. You will see death very soon. Now come on, move.
You fellow, you don't have fear of God. How could you lift the leg from under those protruding huge black and white eyes?
Don't quote the scripture to the devil. Tie him up.
See, my children are sleeping here. Why are you beating me? And tying me up? I have not done any wrong to you. I had come here to have the darshan of my bandhu.
What happened? Why are you beating him? Why are you tying him up? What is his crime?
Not a very ordinary one. He for sure will be doing time in the royal prison, or
he'll be sent to the gallows under the king's orders.
Babu, please leave him, Babu. I beg of you, Babu. Babu, I fall at your feet. Please, Babu, please.
Whatever is to happen will be only when the king's court is held in the morning.
Hey, Jagabandhu, friend of the universe, what shall I do now? What is this happening to us?
My dear, time will drive me insane, putting me to taste after
you,
taste.
Stop your chattering and move.
Baba, oh Bhagavan, what shall I do now in this strange royal highway?
He alone is the only prop on the royal highway route of my life, dear. Take shelter under Jagabandhu. Oh Bhagavan, save them. You see, dear, I will be back.
Hey, you, hurry up.
Baba,
it's like a thief.
Don't leave us.
The law.
Where are you taking our father?
You
nonsense.
Oh, Bandhu. Oh, my friend. Hey, Jagabandhu. Hey, Jagabandhu.
Prabhu, Pahima, forgive me. I fall at your feet in abject surrender. Oh Prabhu, hey Mahabahu, I have committed a crime, a big crime. Hey Prabhu, please forgive me. I could not grasp your divine plan. You have unfurled the flag of protection of devotees, acting as an ideal friend.
Your Highness, never have we seen you so early in the morning, that too without the royal palanquin.
Why do you appear so worried, Manima?
Then, what shall I do now? Lord Jagannath himself appeared in my dream, and I had the darshan of the Lord today. My life has been sanctified.
Oh, blessed you are, Manima, for your devotion.
No. It's not due to my devotion. The Lord manifested himself for the sake of his devotee. I am a vile. I am the base sinner. I failed to recognize the great Lord's devotee and inflicted such pain and humiliation on him and threw him into the prison. And you people also did not allow him to enter into the temple. You threw him out as an ordinary poor laborer.
Who are you talking about, Your Highness? What offense did we commit?
Didn't you turn back that pilgrim from Jajpur yesterday evening? Didn't the guards torture him to near death on suspicion of stealing the plate of the deity?
Master,
How luckless I am to have humiliated such a great devotee, to have imprisoned him. Guards!
Yes, Your Highness.
I wish Sri Bandhu Mohanty to be released from the prison immediately and to be welcomed into the temple with due reverence and respect.
remember it.
As you wish, Your Majesty.
What did the Lord say, Your Majesty?
The Lord of the universe appeared in my dream and reprimanded me. He could not tolerate the agony of his starving devotee and offered the prasad in the gold plate himself.
The Lord himself?
Yes! Prabhu himself took the gold plate with prasad and gave it to the great saint. Look! Here he comes. Come, come, you great one. Please sanctify this mean fellow with the dust of your feet. Kindly forgive my offense.
What are you doing, Your Majesty? I am the humblest of your servants. The life of this five-member family is under your mercy.
You are indeed blessed. You are the greatest of devotees. We heard from mythology that Sugriv and Vibhishan in Tretaya and Sudama and Arjuna from Dwapar Yuga had the good fortune of having the Lord as their friend. But in this Kali Yuga...
In this Kali Yuga?
Yes! Yes! Even in this Kali Yuga, simple and virtuous saints like you have been able to build a bridge of friendship with the divine.
Friend? What friend?
You. It's you, sir. Mahaprabhu himself told me clearly in my dream that you are his friend. That's why he got the prasad from the temple in the gold plate and gave it to you.
Gold plate? Prasad?
Mahaprabhu! 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 Kaliya Thakura, Dina Bandhu, O friend of this poor, you came for me that night. But I could not recognize you. I could not recognize you. I am a sinner, Prabhu. You gave me prasad. Oh Lord. Oh, the merciful. Oh, Dinabandhu. Oh, Dinabandhu. Oh, friend of mine.
Yes, the Lord of the universe gave the prasad to you as a mark of his friendship.
In the dark night, that faced like rising moon. Oh, my Lord. I saw, but I could not know you. I was only going on yelling, Bandhu, oh Bandhu, oh Dina Bandhu, oh friend, the Lord, you know, the Lord accepted me as his friend and held me on the bondage. He showered his grace on this Mahanti of Jajapura. He accepted me as his Bandhu.
This divine ecstasy of yours with the divine has opened our eyes. Please forgive us. Please. Oh, Mahanti from Jajpur, you are the Adi Guru Bandhu. You are the Adi Guru Bandhu from Jajpur.
Jagannath Swami ki
jai!
Jagannath Swami ki
jai! Bandhu Mahanti ki jai!
Bada pavan hai ye Jagannath Dham, bada pavan hai ye Jagannath Dham, banate jahan sare bigde kaam, banate jahan sare bigde kaam, bada pavan hai ye Jagannath Dham, bada pavan hai ye Jagannath.
यहाँ है पुण्य श्री क्षेत्र में सारे एक है सागर नट खट कन्हैया तो है नट नागर बड़ा पावन है ये जगन्नाथ धाम बड़ा पावन है ये जगन्नाथ धाम बनते जहाँ सारे बिगड़े काम बनते जहाँ सारे बिगड़े काम बड़ा पावन है ये जगन्नाथ
I'm
a हरे हरि ना बोलो हरि ना बोलो साई नाम बोलो राम हरे हरि ना बोलो साई राम परम दयाला परम दयाला
Hanumanta Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu.
साई बाबा जी की
जय।